When teaching Black history, where do you begin? As Black History Month comes to a close, WXXI's Noelle Evans looks at the different ways Black educators are approaching the subject.
Celis Camaggio is the director of the Frederick Douglass Institute at the University of Rochester. The Institute was founded in 1986 after the university's Black Student Union protested discriminatory treatment of African American students and called for a Black Studies program. The protests were part of a wider movement at universities across the country. Camaggio, who is from Cameroon in Central Africa, says that in the U.S., it's easier to teach Black history, starting with the transatlantic slave trade. However,
when you start with slavery, you're actually starting with pain. And you're starting as the story of the Black people started with slavery.
So what do we mean when we say Black history? Is it U.S. history or world history?
People who are more inclined to the, Afrocentricity, they would generally start with the history of Egypt, that Black people built the pyramids.
Which is exactly what Calvin Eaton is doing at 540 West Main, a community education hub centered around anti-racism. For the past 2 years, Eaton has taught a class during Black History Month that begins with ancient African history.
For many of us in the Black community, that lack of awareness or understanding of our ancestry is something that's really has been lacking. And the class is really positioned to help people to better understand that.
Eaton says that by shifting the dominant narrative of Black history and teaching from an African-centered perspective, he hopes to empower and uplift students.
The context of history that we have, even sort of with slavery and then post-slavery and Reconstruction and civil rights, is from the position of whiteness.
And as Camaggio points out, when Black history focuses on U.S. history alone, important context can be overlooked. For instance, around the time of the Reconstruction era, after the Civil War, significant changes were happening in Africa.
You know, the colonization of Africa actually happened after the end of the transatlantic slave trade, when they were converting to what they call the shameful trade to, quote-unquote, a more legitimate form of trade, which means to colonize Africa.
Camaggio says the irony is that people who were against the slave trade actually believed colonizing would provide a more just form of trade. For Eaton, he says he's motivated to dispel myths and misinformation around Black history so that injustices of the past won't be replicated in the future. He also wants to help Black students feel more connected to their roots, something he says many African Americans have been deprived of.
When you don't have that true identity for some people, that can lead to a road of having low self-esteem or not having as much self-awareness as you should have, being proud of where you come from. Well, how can you be proud of it if you don't even know where those roots are?
African and African-American history shaped the world and U.S. society. Eaton says that by researching it and centering Black perspectives, perhaps we can better understand our current moment in history. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.